Hi guys, welcome in episode 200 of Steven's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. About 5 years ago, I started with this format, creating a weekly update with all the latest news of what happens in my world, the world of customer experience and technology, and sharing that with all of you. And thanks for being here with me all these episodes, and thanks for all the support. Because this is episode 200, I wanted to do something special. I think if you look to what we've seen in the past 5 years, many times we had this feeling, right? It was a gradual evolution, and then suddenly something happened and we came into a whole new world. I recently had the pleasure to speak with Catherine Dodd from Contagious, and she inspired me with this very simple way of thinking. In technology and customer experience, very often the evolution is gradually and then, bam, it becomes suddenly. Like take the iPhone. Smartphones were already around before the iPhone came out, but then in 2007, iPhone came and bam, suddenly we were in a new era. And we're going to see more of those. And we've seen many of those. I mean, just look at what happened this year. I've talked about this in one of the previous episodes. But in 2020, we had more growth in e-commerce in 8 weeks' time than in the 10 years before that. It's almost insane that the system didn't collapse, if you think about it. But that was from evolving from gradual growth to suddenly, bam, it became huge. Look at digital meetings. I mean, virtual meetings were around before COVID, but then COVID came and from gradually, bam, it went into suddenly. And I'm sure in the next 200 episodes of my weekly video, we're going to see more and more of those moments. But let's be honest, we've all witnessed the biggest suddenly moment in the history, right? COVID was the biggest suddenly moment in digital history. Suddenly everything became huge and became extremely, extremely successful. So that was really interesting to be able to monitor that in the last year. But there's more than that. Just look at what happened in the last weeks with NFTs. I mean, at the end of 2020, nobody knew what NFTs were. And then suddenly in 4 weeks' time, it became a huge hype. And I had to talk about it every single week in every update. So it's crazy to see how fast things are going. Sometimes I have the feeling we're part of a time machine. And that's exactly what I would like to do with this episode. Just let's ask ourselves this question. What will episode 400 look like? What are going to be the evolutions and the experiences that we're going to share 5 years from now? It's going to be very interesting to look back to this video 5 years from now, but I just want to give it a try. And one dimension of evolution will definitely be automation. We're going to see more and more automation. I'm sure we're going to together witness the suddenly moment of voice assistants. This is still, in my opinion, in a gradually phase, but one day something will pop up and then suddenly this will become part of our day-to-day life. Autonomous cars, I talked about that many, many times. We're going to approach the moment that autonomous cars are just part of reality, and we're going to see that, I think, by episode 400 of Steven's Week. We're going to have IoT all around us. The flagship example, of course, are smart fridges, but we're going to see much more of that. And probably the coolest things that I'm looking forward to are our household robots. I cannot wait to have more robots in my house. And when I saw here Bali from Samsung last year, I thought, that's so cool. So hopefully we're going to have more of those by the time that I'm going to take episode 400 for you guys. More and more automation. But let's talk about the consequence of that. I think the consequence will be that very soon we're going to arrive in a world of zero tolerance for digital inconvenience. Zero tolerance. And I just want to check this with you guys. Just a small game here that we're going to play together. Just imagine this. Ask yourself this question. If you install a new app on your phone, how many chances do you give that new app? I can't see and hear you right now, but I do know the answer. I've asked this to live audiences all over the place. And the answer is one or two. If you say one, you're a normal human being. If you say two, you're extremely nice. Most of us give it one chance. And then the question is, how long does that one chance last? For most of us, we express this in seconds rather than in minutes. We have zero tolerance for digital inconvenience. So last week I made this video about friction hunters. Feel free to check it out, because I think this is the mentality that we're going to need to get ready for episode 400 of Steven's Week. We need to become friction hunters. So more and more automation and artificial intelligence is probably going to be like the topic number one that I'm going to be talking about in the next 200 episodes, because, you know, we're still kind of in the first half of the adoption curve. We're still in the first half of the S curve. And in the next 200 episodes, we're going to talk about the second half of the curve. And that's the most fascinating part of an evolution. Let's go back in time for a second. Let's go back to the moment when Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone back in 2007. Remember that moment? Do you remember how he described the iPhone back then? Do you still know that? He said, it's going to be your life in your pocket. And now in 2021, we can say he was absolutely right. Back then, we didn't have a clue what he was talking about, because the truth is, back in 2007, we used our iPhone for gimmicks, right? Do you still remember what the most popular app was for your iPhone in 2007? It's a little bit embarrassing for human race that we have to say this, but the truth is, one of the most popular apps was the iBeer app. It was crazy, eh? Then you push the button, and then you had your virtual beer popping up, and then you could drink your virtual beer, and then you put the phone back down, and then the phone burped. And we thought that was the most awesome thing in the world. I still remember the look in my mother's eyes when I showed her that. She was like, and you paid 1,000 euros for that phone? So that was 2007. We used the new technology for gimmicky kind of things. Today, of course, it's a partner in our lives. Well, I'm convinced that we're going to see the same thing about artificial intelligence in the next couple of episodes of my weekly video. Let's look at voice assistants again for a second. Today, they're cool, but we use them for gimmicks, for songs or for kitchen timers, or we ask them to share a joke with us, those kind of things. I'm convinced in the next couple of years, they will become a partner in life. We will get that suddenly moment one day, and then it will change everything. And that's just one dimension of the second half of the AI curve. And that's going to be totally fascinating to see what that brings us in the next couple of years. So more and more automation. I don't think that this will replace all jobs, by the way. I think that we're going to see a much more interesting evolution, the evolution from AI to IA, from artificial intelligence to intelligence augmented, where we figure out how to use technology to increase the productivity of employees, that where we use technology to figure out how we can improve the customer experience with behind-the-scenes technology. That is what intelligence augmented is all about. And that also will be a big part of the second half of the curve. We will create totally new human experiences with invisible technology that is helping behind the scenes. I think that's going to be a fantastic evolution to follow in the next couple of years. More and more automation. That's definitely one of the topics that I'm going to be talking about quite a lot in the next 200 episodes of my weekly. But there's something more. I think that we're also going to see a completely new digital customer experience, where new technologies and a new mindset will allow companies to go differently towards their customer. And we may even have to flip the entire way of doing marketing. Like, this is how we did marketing in the past. We invested all our budget to make sure that people would come to us, to a physical location or to a digital location. Even if you went to Amazon.com, you went to a digital location, right? But the customer came to you. What you're starting to see now is that this model is being turned upside down, where new business models are being created, where the service is being built around the customer, and where the effort for the customer is lower than ever before, and the experience is completely different. And these models, where the relationship with the customer is being turned upside down, I think they are very, very promising. And this sentence sounds very obvious. Be where the customer is. But the truth is, most marketing people in the past couple of years didn't do this. They made sure that the customer would come to where they are. Now it's time to be where the customer is. And let me show you this example. Peloton Bikes, very fascinating company. If you don't know them, you will say, Stephen, this looks like a very expensive home training device with the built-in screen and everything. But it's more than that. It's a complete new experience. When you go on your Peloton bike, you can actually select your personal trainer. There's a live session going on, so they can say, hey, Stephen, you can do better, my friend. You can do a better job here. There's a leaderboard, so I know who else is online, so I can see how well I'm performing. So in other words, this is a live experience, a personalized experience, a social experience, all from the comfort of my own home. That is what Peloton Bikes brings us. And if you compare this with going to the gym, I mean, we used to think that going to the gym was a social activity. It's not. You're just in the same room sweating with a bunch of people, but the truth is eyes are glued to a screen, AirPods are glued to the ears, there's no social interaction whatsoever. The Peloton example is much more social engaging. It's live, it's entertaining from the comfort of your own home. So in this situation, digital is not compensating for physical losses anymore. It's a premium experience. And it will not surprise you to see how fast Peloton bikes grew. And the people who got them will not go back to the gym because this is a premium experience that they're getting. The service is being built around the customer, which brings a lot of value to them. And it's turning the model upside down. And this is what we're going to see more and more. I think we're approaching this new phase of digital. Like in the past 200 episodes, it was about convenience. It was about an individual experience. I went online to go shopping. And it was about the internet being a content library, always available 24/7. And that's still there today. But in the next 200 episodes, I think I'm going to be talking much more about how digital is becoming entertaining and creative, how it's becoming a shared experience, how it's becoming a life experience. And of course, the old elements are still important, but they are a minimum demand. And differentiating yourself towards the customer will be possible with the entertaining, with the shared experience, and with the life experiences. If you look at how Peloton bikes operate, this is exactly what they do. If you look to the success of Clubhouse, for instance, this is exactly how it works. It's more entertaining, it's shared, and it's live. So we're going to see a new set of experiences popping up in the near future. And I think these are two dimensions that I'm going to be spending a lot of time on the next couple of years. More and more automation, increasing the efficiency, but also new experiences that are more about the entertaining part, more about doing things together. Those two evolutions, I think, will be the ones that we're going to spend a lot of time on in my next 200 episodes of Stephen's Week. So this was a little bit a time machine version, a time machine episode of the weekly vlog. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks again for watching every week to my update. I'm very happy to have you as people who are following me, who are talking with me. So please keep on doing that. Like the video if you enjoyed it, subscribe to the channel, share it with your friends and family and your colleagues. And I hope to see you again in the next episode, episode 201 of Stephen's Week. See you soon, guys. Thank you for watching.